1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Claire, our Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
ScoMo.
They released the budget, of course. Not last night, the night before. Pretty big deal. We're coming up to a major election next month. And he's pulling out all the stops. He's been known to be a bit quirky and trying to, you know, get pop culture references in, kind of fit in with us young kids.
Oh, yeah.
He wears a Hurley hat out to the farms instead of an Akubra, stuff like that. You know, he's trying his best.
Sometimes they Photoshop shoes that look cooler onto him.
Pretty much. Now, he's decided to label Labor's climate change. He's labelled it a Borat tax.
As in, like, their climate change tactics and stuff, their money going towards it?
Yeah, their policy. Yeah. And not just calling it a Borat tax, he went one step further. And now we're talking Borat, the show with Sacha Baron Cohen, the fictitious Kazakhstan journalist.
If you don't remember, it was when the big trend of having this, like, weird G-string that went up to your shoulders.
The green G-string one. Yes. Well, he's decided to take this into Parliament question time and impersonate the one and only Borat.
Oh, no.
I know what Borat would think of the Labor Party's policies on emissions reduction, Mr. Speaker. Very nice. Very nice. That's what they'd be thinking.
Now, he's coupled the very nice, with the two thumbs up.
Oh, really?
He's giving it the facial expressions and everything, and he was loving it, and so was his whole party behind him.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, it was definitely questionable. You don't see that in Parliament question time, but it was good. It was colourful. I kind of enjoyed it.
You're right.
So,
okay.
I just thought, why not let's have a bit of fun here? If you've got any impersonations in your back pocket, 13, 12, 16... Can you do a better impersonation than Scott Morrison can do Borat? Doesn't have to be Borat.
No.
Any impersonation whatsoever will let your mind run wild.
Does my Telstra theme work?
We can do that, okay. Yes. If we get no calls, you're doing that for 3 minutes.
Oh, great. Okay, 13, 12, 16, please call. If you have a good impersonation of something, let us know. Impersonations.
Yes, Claire, because after Scott Morrison decided to do a very interesting Borat impersonation during Parliament question time yesterday.
Can we play it again? Because it's hilarious.
Play it three more times.
I know what Borat would think of the Labor Party's policies on emissions reduction, Mr. Speaker. Very nice. Very nice. That's what they'd be thinking.
Very nice.
Why Borat? Like, out of all the different impersonations he could have thought of, is this something he puts on at the family barbecue?
Probably. He's just channeling his inner Borat. I don't know.
It's so odd.
But Scott Morrison's odd.
Yeah, this is true.
It's fitting.
But we wanted you to give us a call on 13, 12, 16 with your best impersonations. Now, someone did call us, but they were too embarrassed.
Didn't last, did they?
No.
Bummer.
No.
Feel free to call now.
I can do a weird impersonation of a baby.
Okay, this is...
Have we done this on radio since you've been here?
I don't know. I've heard it multiple times and it scares me every time. So, block your ears. If you know those warnings they give you before graphic images come up?
Yes.
Like, can we do one of those?
Graphic images are coming, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
Warning, graphic audio is about to come through your speaker. If you don't... This is a legit baby crying out of Claire's mouth.
Well, this is the thing, right? Okay, so I make this noise.
She's pregnant either.
No. I've been able to do this since I was a kid. I make this noise. I'm not kidding. If there's a baby around and it's crying and people can't get it to stop crying, if I make this noise, it shuts up.
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to do this with your baby?
I'm going to give it a go. It'll probably get used to it, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
But this is the noise, okay? Baby impersonation.
Oh, hang on. I'm blocking my ears, so I'm going to do it. I'm taking my headphones off. Do you mind?
Sure, okay.
Thanks.
I can't do it till in the morning.
And she's done. Oh, are you going again?
No, my throat's too dry. But I can go on with that.
You got the hint of it. And then what about your Telstra voice?
Well, now I've just destroyed my throat. Hi, this is Telstra calling back for Sam. If Sam is available, please press 1. Beep. It's not as good as it normally is, though, because I've just destroyed my throat. Ruined it.
What? You've got two corkers. I don't think I've got one.
What have you
one.
Got? Yeah. What have you got, Sam?
I don't have any. I'm not someone that can impersonate or go outside. Like, I can't even put on an accent. You know that.
Your accents are dodgy as anything.
Well, I'll try to do so dodgy. Try to do an American hillbilly, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the only one you can do.
Hey, Rufus, come get the kids out of the truck.
That's not an impersonation of anyone but you, Sam.
Who's Rufus? Is that a name?
It's a dog.
Oh, is it?
Rufus is normally a dog's name. You don't call your kid... Well, I mean, great. Look, I say you don't call your kids that, but people call them other things.
Great musicians, Rufus Du Sol. I wish we played their music.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Let's go!
Trending now.
At hits.com.au.
Hey, Sam, and trending news this morning. If you're a Marvel fan...
Yes, marvelous. Hey, they've been making news for, I swear to God, making noise for the last 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
There's
so
stuff
many
coming
movies.
Out left, right,
so
and center.
So many movies. Well, this is kind of like the final for one of the series for Marvel's Avengers. Endgame is the name of the movie. They've dropped a few trailers for this as well already. And this is that one that everyone's waiting to see.
Avengers is the one with all of the... You got Batman.
DC. Not Batman.
You got Spider-Man.
Yes.
You got the guy from Black Panther.
Yeah, the Black Panther.
Yeah, that's the one. Thor.
Yeah.
Can I keep naming him, see if I get him right?
Yeah.
The guy with the metal chest.
You need to give me actual names.
Iron Man.
Yes.
Is there more?
There's heaps more.
Captain America?
I'll go through them in a sec.
Some dude with a bow and arrow?
Yeah, okay.
Some chick.
There's a new one I made a video, okay, and in it, Thanos, who is...
The bagger.
Thank you, very good.
Jeez, is that Thor's brother?
No.
Oh, damn it.
well, basically, Thanos and the Avengers are poised to face off yet again. Now, the supervillain says, "You could not live with your own failure. Where did that bring you? Back to me."
So, man, you could be stepping right into a role here with that type of chat. That's good.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. So you got Iron Man, of course, Spider-Man, Captain America, Captain Marvel, which was the new film that came out this year as well.
What? There's a captain called Marvel.
Captain Marvel is Brie Larson. She? Yes.
That got me.
And that's where it got everyone. Everyone was like, what? Anyway, also Black Widow, Captain America, Thor, War Machine, and a whole heap more will be there as well.
Is Captain Marvel the main person then? Because it's based on Marvel, or no relation? Just happens to be the same.
You're going to have to go watch the whole series.
Damn,
it's too hard to explain in 30 seconds.
I reckon I've seen them, just not in order.
Well, go watch them in order. It's so much fun.
Okay. They're long, aren't they?
Not all of them.
All right.
Not all of them. You can watch some of them on Stan.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Anyway, more trending now, hit.com.au. And seriously, go check them out, Sam.
How many are there?
I think this is the fifth of the Avengers.
Fifth and last Avengers.
Yeah. Wow. But if you want to watch the individual movies, there's way too many to count.
Okay. Hey, can we go back to Marvel then?
Yeah.
Before 6:30, we've had some awesome messages from Anthony, Ben,
the
and
one time
Stuart.
We didn't ask for calls.
What? Yeah. I've been sent, right, a lot of homework to do with Marvels.
Oh, mate, there is so much homework to do.
So there is a challenge out there called 22 Films in 22 Days. Because there are 22 Marvel films out there that all start from Captain America, the First Avenger, all the way to Avengers Endgame.
You know
and
what?
And they've actually set up a perfect little time map of what to watch.
Anthony,
when.
Who sent this, right? I've seen the time maps before because I've tried to watch them in chronological order.
Yep.
But the time maps that I've seen have been all dodgy. Like, you're like, hang on, which one's what?
Oh, but this one's good.
Anthony, this is a good one. You need to share this more.
Woo!
22 films in 22 days. I reckon I'd be up to the challenge. I watched the first three in a day.
And so that's smart. So it's not in release order. It's actually in chronological order.
Yes. Which is how you're supposed to watch them.
It's like start. Well, you can't watch them like that at the time because they come out in release order. But yeah, once they're all out, then that's perfect.
Yeah.
I was going to watch the last season of Game of Thrones because that comes out in 2 weeks.
Mm.
But I might change my mind and start watching Marvel instead.
Do it. Seriously.
Hopefully, how many of these are accessible on Stan or Netflix or anywhere?
Maybe 8 at max.
How can I get the rest?
You can buy them from the app store.
Oh, money.
Either that. Maybe the library has them. Check the library.
Right,
They've actually got DVDs. Like, I didn't even realize this was a thing, but apparently it's a thing.
So you need a DVD player?
Well, yeah.
Can I borrow yours?
I don't have one.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Now, Sam, we're talking something a little different right now. We're talking lazy husbands. Now, obviously, you're not a husband. I'm sure you're lazy at times, though.
At times, yeah.
Rarely.
And I don't think... 5% of the time. I don't think this just counts for husbands. I think this is for anyone who's in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
But basically, a mother has shared a hilarious fake shopping list that she sent her husband to the store with after he refused to help her around the house. So basically, she'd been cleaning all day.
Yeah.
It was a weekend. She'd been using the whole day to clean, cleaning around him pretty much, because he'd been sitting on the couch doing absolutely jack all day.
Hey, it takes 2 hours to wash the footy and a hand to grab a beer.
Well, other than that, he'd been doing nothing and she'd just had enough of it. Yeah. She's like, I've cleaned this entire house. You haven't got off your bum. That's it. You're going to the shops. So she said to him, you got to go to the shops. Here's the shopping list I want you to get. Now, Sam, I want you to know that I don't think this would work for most men. You've got to be a certain type of stupid this to work.
This isn't just lazy. This is also dumb.
Well, yes. So I want to see how many of these you can figure out. So this is what she sent him to the shops to get, right?
Uh-oh.
3% milk. Do you reckon you could find 3% milk?
Probably not.
Seedless strawberries.
Yes. Oh, strawberries. Sorry, I was thinking grapes. Do they even have seeds in them? Strawberries.
Fat-free hummus.
Wait, where are the seeds in strawberries?
Let's go through them first and then we'll talk about
this. Fat-free hummus. I don't eat hummus. So, probably not, no, because isn't hummus... Oh, hummus is healthy.
Yeah.
I'll say
it's a dip. You reckon you'll be able to find it?
No.
Okay. Wheat things, the ones in the blue box. It's very specific. You have to find the ones in the blue box.
Wheat things.
Yeah, obviously he'd know what she means by wheat things.
Yeah, pass.
Diet Coke. She says here in brackets, you might have to ask because it's new.
No.
Mellow cheese.
Don't know.
And organic Pop-Tarts.
You know what? Mm. I think, I don't know what a Pop-Tart is. Is it like an ice cream?
Okay, so you know how I said there was a special type of stupid?
Why the hell do I need to know what Americans eat? Why do, I don't need to know what a Pop-Tart is.
I ate Pop-Tarts as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. When did you grow up?
Well, let's start with the whole thing. The fact is, this whole shopping list is fake.
Yeah, I
You can't buy any of these things at the shop.
I assumed that.
Oh, yeah.
I just went along with it for a bit of fun. Jeez.
So 3% milk doesn't count.
Yeah.
Seedless strawberries are not a thing, Sam. Every strawberry has seeds in it.
Are they on the outside?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, you know how you see the little dots?
Yeah, okay. They're seeds.
They're seeds. Mm. Yeah. Wheat things, the ones in the blue box. Obviously, there could be wheat things. They're just not in a blue box.
What's a wheat thing? Is it a cereal?
I don't know. Yeah. It's probably something that they know what that it is.
Yeah. Like a Pop Tart.
Unsour cream is not a thing.
Oh, we missed that one.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And Diet Coke.
I mean, technically, unsour cream, you could just say it's thickened cream.
Well, this is true,
because
actually.
It's sweet. It's opposite of sweet, sour.
Opposite of sweet to sour, yes. Mm. Mellow cheese, it's also not a thing. And same with organic Pop-Tarts. There's no such thing as organic when it comes to sugar.
Mellow cheese. So what is a Pop-Tart?
So a Pop-Tart, oh my gosh. We're going to have to buy some. I'm going to have to get you to try one.
It sounds very American.
It is very American. Yeah, it's a sweet breakfast treat.
Oh, it's breakfast.
Mm, I used to have them as a kid, but I had them before they became as unhealthy as they are now. Now, they're pretty much like a baked treat that has a layer of icing over the top.
Yeah.
And you put it in the toaster.
Yeah.
And it pops. And inside is like a fruit flavouring.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's technically a tart that you put in the toaster and it pops.
And you were having these as kids?
Yeah.
You got fed out of a silver spoon, my lady.
Mate, I had...
Very fancy. Very, very fancy.
For about 2 years.
The only
years,
thing that was coming out of our toaster was toast.
For about 2 years, going all I had bread for dinner was the, what do you call the lamb things, like the lamb lollipops? I don't know what else you'd call them.
Never lamb on a lollipop?
No. It's like lamb, I can't think of the word of them.
Like kebabs?
I'm blaming baby brain. No. It's like on, so it's the rib. It's the rib and
so
it's got the
on
little...
on bone.
Yeah.
Oh, like a loin chop.
Yes.
Something similar to that.
That.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I have for 2 years. Do you know how expensive that would have been? I don't know how my mum afforded
it.
Yeah,
they are fancy, actually. Yeah. I had leftover Zambreros for dinner last night. And Lindsay,
leftover?
My house, yeah, I bought two the other day.
Okay.
It's been keeping me going since I got back from Sydney. Lindsay, my housemate, had that last night.
Yeah.
And I only had a half a burrito left. And she was nice enough to see that I was struggling. And she was like, here, have one of my chops. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
Sexy Man joins us on the phone as per usual. Morning, Sexy.
Morning, Dean.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Dean, what is going on with the US college celebrity scandal? There's been some big revelations.
There has been some big revelations. Let me tell you the deal. So today, a lot of them are going to court for the first day. That includes Lori Loughlin and, of course, Felicity Huffman. What I found out today, I never knew this until today, both of those two actresses are actually on a voice recording. The guy actually wiretapped them and recorded them.
What?
So they have, they have absolute proof that these two were behind it. So there's not like, did they know? Were they not? You know what I mean? There's no question of whether they did it. They did it. Now we find out that whatever plea deal they have, apparently there will be jail time.
Whoa,
there will be
either
jail
way.
Time.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's a massive fall from grace. What
Brutal.
Other question? Why did the guy is obviously not undercover or anything. Why did he record them just in case this happened?
Well,
or?
I bet he got busted first, and then they were like, okay, if you want to get off, you got to tell us who's been doing it.
That's
and then
sneaky.
He was like, okay, I'll catch them all out for you.
That guy is not going to have a good time in
Mm-mm,
prison.
No.
That is dodgy as. You know what they say?
Dodgy.
Snitches get stitches.
Oh.
Kids out there, don't snitch. No, don't.
No.
Do dob in.
Maybe don't do it in the first place as well. That's
yeah.
That's
lesson.
Probably a better lesson, Dino. I like that one much better. Hey, speaking of shouldn't be doing things, Nelly, he was obviously on the hook for quite a few allegations. What's going on there?
Nelly, yes, he was on the hook, but here's the cool, interesting news. He's off the hook. Nelly was under sexual assault charges in London, in the UK. Well, the alleged victim has dropped everything because she has stopped cooperating with police. So we don't really know. That's all we know. So, you know, did she drop them because it wasn't true? Did she drop them because of pressure? We don't know. All we know is that she has absolutely stopped the charges because she's just stopped cooperating with police. So there you go.
Maybe it was just too much for her because she was quite young, wasn't she?
Yeah, it probably was a lot for her. Being involved with things like that, it's awful.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Can I put you on the spot here? We'll go to another rapper who also rhymes with Nelly. R. Kelly. Is he still in hot water?
He was released. He was released on bail. And in fact, the woman who paid his bail got death threats at her preschool. She went to a preschool, but somehow she came up with $160,000. Something weird going on there. So yeah, he's in hot water for the rest of his life.
Jeez,
swimming in water forever.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Dino, thank you very much for the latest goss in Hollywood, and we will catch up with you again tomorrow morning for more of the latest.
R&B Fridays.
Hi, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
They can seriously cause some really messed up stuff.
Mm.
Like, some people are really badly allergic to mosquitoes, right?
And they can kill you.
And depending on the type of winter and summer we have previous... we can get some pretty bad mosquitoes in this area.
Yep.
Like, I know this summer that we've just had, mosquitoes weren't bad at my place, at least. Not very bad. The year before, they were horrendous.
Mm.
No matter what I did, I could not keep the mosquitoes at bay.
Any correlation, you think, with the weather and
That's
stuff?
What I think, because there wasn't as many flies this year, and I think it's because it was just too hot.
Too hot, too dry.
Too hot, too dry. Yeah, absolutely. And now, we all hate mosquitoes because you got to spray a whole heap of repellent on yourself. It smells, it's gross, you feel gross. Sometimes it's like sticky as well, depending on the brand and the stuff you buy.
Mm.
And it still doesn't always stop the mosquitoes from biting. You know, there's 50,000 different treatments that you can get, and half of them are probably gimmicks.
Yeah.
I have found something, Sam.
Oh.
That is not a gimmick, that does not involve you having to buy anything, that does not involve you having to spray yourself down in something gross or chemicals. It's actually something that's recently been published in a study.
That's a good
sign. To be proven to work.
You know what we
and
say?
It's
we
really
love a good
simple.
Study on this show.
That we do. So, this method will apparently stop both mosquitoes from sucking on your blood and also from procreating.
I want to suck your blood.
Yes.
There's an impersonation I can do.
There's one,
ScoMo's Borat. Great. Well, how do we do it? Can we get straight into it?
Yeah. All you need to do is play Skrillex.
Claire, stop this.
I'm
Claire,
not kidding.
Claire, you're being silly.
Oh, no, I'm being 100% serious. So
no,
apparently,
you're being silly.
No, apparently the low-frequency vibrations help sexual interactions between the mosquitoes, and this kind of stops that from happening. So noise disrupts the perception of signals from members of the same species as well as the hosts. So it's something to do with the frequency, and it like stops them from being able to procreate and from sucking your blood.
Claire, I'm not kidding. You're being immature. You're being silly.
I'm not. It's legit a study, I promise you. Okay, like seriously, any Skrillex song.
You just
this
wanted
one
to play. Oh, I do like this one.
But it's, you know how, like, the tones in these songs
this
are totally
back.
Different.
It's like year 12 memories.
Oh, really? Yeah, the tones in these songs are totally different to what you hear normally, right?
Yeah.
And these tones actually stop them from biting you. Yay! How awesome is that?
Let's get this back on the radio. I'm just happy you are playing Skrillex.
Well, apparently this particular song as well, it's called Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, was actually perfect because it has a mix of very high and very low frequencies. So it messes up their whole frequency thing.
You know what? If you are being serious here...
I am.
You've probably caused a lot of future neighbourhood complaints.
Well,
because
this
people
is true.
Are going to be playing
Skrillex.
Because
you can't
Skrillex
have this quiet. You're going to have this loud.
Outside their speakers. You're going to cause some issues, Claire, with neighbours.
Legit. Do it, though. See if it works. If I hear this playing next summer, I know that someone's listening.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Claire, a couple of weeks ago, we discussed an article that we shared on our Facebook page about getting the good night's sleep. Now,
yeah, we know you struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of factors come into play with getting a good night's sleep. And one of the big debates seems to be bedroom temperature, especially in a couple. We have an answer for the exact temperature. It is apparently between 15 degrees and 19 degrees. And this was decided by the one and only Dr. Christopher Winter. Now, he is author of the Sleep Solution. He joins us from the US right now.
Hey,
good
Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Probably good evening for you over there. But thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
My pleasure.
Now, Chris, I have a question for you. What makes you such an expert when it comes to temperatures and sleeping?
Well, I guess what makes me an expert is that sleep's the only thing I know anything about. I've been in the field of sleep and sleep research for 26 years.
Wow.
I got into it before I was legally able to purchase alcohol.
Oh,
jeez. Maybe before I ever kissed a girl. I'm not sure. I can't remember the last one, but definitely the first one.
That's
so
incredible.
I'm involved with it for a long time. I've studied it for a long time. So I don't know much about anything else, but things about sleep I do know a little bit about.
What?
And temperature is interesting, yeah. And there's been a lot of research that shows that humans sleep optimally in relatively cool environments, and particularly if we're exposed to sort of a warm environment during the day that gradually cools, as if we were all living outside. And as the sun went down and the light goes away and the temperature gets cooler, that's a natural trigger for us to want to sleep.
I find here in Griffith, the temperature rises and at about 4 p.m. is when it's the hottest peak of the day. And then it starts to cool down. So we don't get to sleep till a bit later, I think, because of that. So you're saying
that's probably absolutely correct.
Yeah, so you're saying that the temperature really does affect us that much that we just don't sleep till later.
It does, and we pay a lot of attention to light, especially with a lot of technology. We talk about the blue-green light from our phones and computer screens keeping us up because it simulates the sun. But we have the same response to temperature. It's just that we're always indoors and never really experience the natural rises and fallings of temperatures.
Yeah.
Chris, I want to move away from temperature for a moment and talk about napping, because our hours, we're up at about 4:30 every morning. We finish around 2 and then sometimes we try to get home. Claire can somehow manage to nap for like 3 hours
well,
in the afternoon.
Hang on. Chris, let me say, I'm currently pregnant, right? So at the moment, my naps...
congratulations.
Thank you. My naps can go anywhere from 3 to 5 hours.
And then she can still go to sleep at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, which is unbelievable. But what is the trick to napping? Because I can't get it right at all. If I nap for longer than half an hour at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm done till midnight.
So the trick is generally, unless you're pregnant, which all bets are off. But if you want to take a nap, taking it earlier in the day is usually better than later. It tends to disrupt our sleep less. Trying to do it on a schedule, meaning that your nap time is always going to be, 11:30 to noon. And if you can't get it in that time, you don't do it.
Oh, okay.
And so when you have your baby, that's a good idea for your baby, is to have designated nap time. If the baby doesn't utilize the time, that's fine. You don't give it a different time. It's that time or no time. So you try to get them scheduled. And we're no different. And then trying to keep it relatively short, 20 to 30 minutes maximum or even shorter. And one thing I always tell patients is never judge your nap success but whether or not you become unconscious, meaning that resting can be just as restorative as sleep. Huh. So don't feel like you're a failure if you get in there to take a nap and you can't fall asleep. Just shutting your eyes in the dark with your body in a horizontal position, relaxing, thinking about your favorite celebrity crush or whatever you like to think about. And then 20 minutes later, emerge from your rest. You'll feel much better, even if you don't sleep. So don't worry so much about sleeping. Just concentrate on the rest. If the sleep happens, so be it.
There's so much to it, Chris. I feel like we could talk to you for hours. I'm sure that we can get a few more questions in and maybe speak to you another time.
But yeah.
Thanks for joining us this morning. And we do like the sound of your new book too, The Sleep Solution, yeah. Why Your Sleep is Broken and How to Fix It.
If you're struggling, make sure you grab that.
I might have to get a copy, mate. TheSleepSolutionBook.com. Dr. Christopher Winter, thanks for joining us this morning,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, my pleasure. Next time, I want my intro music to be the song Sleep by Midnight Oil.
Done.
I love it. Done.
Well localized there, mate. Appreciate it.
Okay, that'll be my bumper music. Hey, y'all take care. Sleep well.
Thank you. You too.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.